What's up, guys? Welcome back to Babe and the Braids podcast. I'm Allison the Babe.
And I'm Isaac the Braids. And unless you can braid hair that's like a half inch long, your boy's not getting braids anytime soon.
Y'all, we made the ultimate decision to keep the podcast name after Isaac shaved his head. So here we are.
It's a commitment. It's a lifestyle. Braids go way beyond just what's on your head. And when I say that, I literally mean the opposite. Braids are pretty much just what's on your head. But I am the braids.
Anyways, welcome back, guys. It has been a minute. We have not filmed a podcast in some time. And every single time we want to like relaunch our podcast, it just gets super messy because NFL life is not all bliss and unicorns and rainbows. We ended up finding out that we were moving across the country, and that comes with a lot of stress. But now we are back. We are better. We have some new art, and it looks amazing. I finally feel like an official podcaster.
Yeah, the girl who made it, I mean, her work is super, super on point. I'm sure you'll include her stuff somewhere.
Of course. But
yeah, we're super busy. I mean, we have... Allie has like 8 full-time jobs. I have 1 full-time job. And we have a lot going on. So I'm thankful that we now have a beautiful setup in our home.
We're in our podcast room right now, y'all. So if you are not watching the YouTube video and you're just listening to us, you have to go and check out the background because it's pretty cute.
Yeah, I was actually about to say that. But
We're still fixing the neon sign. It's a little bit exposed, but we'll get to that later, okay?
It's the thought that counts. Here's what else... is a good thought for the people listening. There's great energy on this podcast because of the sign, because it comes from our wedding. For the people that are watching, you can obviously see it, but I think that like we're embodying wedding energy right now.
So if you guys are new to our podcast, that is my husband, Isaac, the manlier, more deep voice. That is my husband, Isaac. And I am Allison. And this is a podcast all about relationships. So relationship issues, the highs, the lows, being in an interracial relationship, coming from different backgrounds where Isaac grew up in the South, I grew up in the North, private school, public school, Baptist, Catholic. We honestly are very different, but we complement each other. And here we are to talk about everything we've been through and hopefully give you guys some insight into how to deal with some of these struggles.
And we've been married for how long now? 2 months?
2 full months. Happy 2 month anniversary.
God, I missed our 2 month anniversary.
Dang it.
But that doesn't matter. The point of me saying that is it's our 2 month, like in a week anniversary. And because of that, we're going to talk about
our marriage. Well, not what am
our
I saying?
Post,
our post wedding feelings. So obviously everybody, or if you've gotten married or you're planning a wedding or you are with somebody and you're looking forward to planning a wedding, you know that you look forward to your wedding so much. It is like, you know, it's going to be the best day of your life. You're looking forward to like promising yourself to somebody else. But we kind of want to talk about the reality and kind of like things that people don't usually talk about. I feel like everything you see on Instagram is just a highlight reel, but I want to talk about some of the things behind the scenes. And that kind of starts with a few things that went wrong during our wedding week.
Yeah. And just to piggyback on that, I feel like there's pre-wedding, during wedding, and post-wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And like post-wedding is definitely better than pre-wedding. Because 100%. You're planning during the wedding phase, but it's just like, there's a huge drop off. Like that week of getting married is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh wait, let me deal with all, like, but what Allie was talking about is like, we were having buying our house issues during our wedding week that I was dealing with the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when that phase is over, you're like, oh wait, we're back in Arizona and like, we don't have a house.
Yeah, so I kind of want to talk about like what happens after the wedding, because I will say there is 100% a post-wedding depression.
I mean, people, we got married on a Saturday or a Sunday. That doesn't matter.
Are you kidding?
Was it a Sunday?
Yeah.
It was a, yeah, you had to think about it, boy. We got married on a Sunday. literally people were texting me on Monday like, bruh, I wish I was still there. I'm depressed from leaving your wedding. And I'm like, these folks don't understand how we feel. I'm like, that was great.
I know. For about 6 or 7 months, I was planning my wedding. Basically every single day, I would have some sort of communication with somebody about details for my wedding. So when our wedding was done, I was like, wait, what am I supposed to do now?
And that's like good and bad. So like I said, there's pre-wedding and post-wedding. And like, let's just imagine
about during the wedding?
That's what I was going to say. Out of 10, pre-wedding's like a 2. Because you're like, I'm planning this. This is stressful.
So I wouldn't say it's a 2.
Let's say it's a 2.
Jesus
Christ. During the wedding is a 10. I mean, you're enjoying the fruits of your labor and you're marrying the person that you hopefully plan on spending the rest of your life with. Mm-hmm. And then post-wedding is like a 6.
No. What?
No, I'm
saying. I would say, no, this is how I would put it. I would say pre-wedding is like probably like a 7 on my scale. Well, and I say post-wedding is like a 2. Not because, wait.
Wow, I kind of, okay, well, whatever.
Not because I'm not happy in my marriage, but I'm saying like pertaining to the wedding, it's like, the week before your wedding, you have so many good vibes. You're like, okay, I've been working hard towards this. I can't wait for all my friends to be here and my family, and like promise myself to my best friend for the rest of my life in front of everybody that I love. And then the wedding day is like fireworks. In our case, it literally was fireworks. Like somebody surprised us.
You got to go watch a wedding video, but.
And then you get married and like you wake up the next morning, and I feel like I was still in bliss the next morning. But
I think the point is there's no right answer. Everybody's yes. Like, oh, you're going to have like, you have your quote unquote honeymoon phase. Boy, it depends on what your life looks like. Like yes. If you're just dumb paid and you have nothing to do and like whatever, and maybe that's not true because maybe you just are madly in love with the person you marry. But
bruh, are you good?
I am though. But I'm just saying like, it just depends on who you are. Like life, even though it pauses for a brief moment, mm-hmm. It comes back into play. And I think, you know, like there's also factors that like when I say life, like for instance, what if you haven't lived with somebody and like you're madly in love with the person and you move in and you're like, wait, I'm actually not used to living with somebody. Mm-hmm. Like that could, you know, make an impact on your honeymoon phase. It doesn't mean that you don't love the person and don't want to mm-hmm. be with them, but it's just like, life is way more complicated than a honeymoon phase. 50% of divorce or 50% of marriages wouldn't end in a divorce if the honeymoon phase was undefeated.
Right. And I think that's something I definitely want to talk about and emphasize in this podcast is that like, it doesn't have to be rainbows and unicorns. It doesn't have to be perfect. There can be a honeymoon phase or there could not be a honeymoon phase. And that doesn't determine if your relationship is going to last or if it's going to end or if you're going to have problems. And I don't really feel like anybody talks about that. I feel like, and to be honest, I'm kind of guilty of it because everything I've posted since my wedding has been like fun and whimsical and, oh, here's my wedding video. Here's my reaction to my wedding video. But like, I haven't really gone in depth about how my fucking husband left his wedding suit at the airport in the United States and we were in Mexico and how I cried for the first hour we were in Mexico.
Or like, how you're, I mean, we don't need to go into too much detail, but you literally didn't have anybody to do your makeup.
Yeah, exactly. Like I have not talked about all of those things. Like, I think social media sometimes puts a really big emphasis on certain things you need to enjoy and like the way certain things should be. And it's just like, let's talk about the reality. And so that's why Isaac and I are here. So we're definitely going to talk about, you know, like our experience with our wedding, which I'm so happy to be married to Isaac, like so freaking happy. Mm-hmm. But I would be lying if we didn't have an argument or two while moving across the country, because if you guys are new, Isaac plays in the NFL and we found out we were moving across the country a month before our wedding and that we would have to move within 2 weeks after our wedding.
Listen, Allie goes an argument or two. Me and Allie deal with our conflict by having verbal, like that's how we deal with them. I'm not going to say arguments, but like we are very like passionate about what we talk about, and like it results in us like having a quote unquote debate. That's what we'll call it. So like,
I love the way that we,
but we'll get into it, and we're both just kind of in our own ways. And then we'll come back like 15 minutes later and be like, yeah, we were dripping. But I mean, we'll give you an example. So we finished our wedding. You know, like I said, I was dealing with some minor issues during the wedding that I didn't tell Allie about, because I knew I could, I don't want to say deal with it, but I knew it was my burden to bear during that week, not Allie's. So we get done with the wedding.
Acting like a husband before we even get married. Nice.
I
mean,
what can I say? So we get done with our wedding. That was absolutely perfect. Like I said, people were texting me saying they didn't want to leave. And I didn't want to leave. We just had stressful things to deal with. And yeah. So that is an example. Like we had to figure out where we were going to live, where we were going to live. Like, you know, just any situation, we had to figure it out, like what our lives were going to look like in a month. Mm-hmm. And that caused a lot of stress in our lives right after we got married.
I mean, I'm just, everybody is like, oh my God, the honeymoon phase. Bitch, we didn't even go on a honeymoon. We didn't even have time to go on a honeymoon.
For real, we didn't even go on a honeymoon because life was so, like, life was just so hectic. And, like, to be super transparent, we've done really well financially. Like, I just had a meeting with my financial advisor. He was super proud of us.
In the term of saving. Yeah, like, I'm making bank. No,
like, there's the NFL stereotype. I've done well with my money.
Yes, like everybody thinks NFL players just like spend all their money, which some do, but yes, go ahead. But
the point that I was trying to make is like, we were also stressed about how expensive the wedding was. And like, we were kind of like, we just want to get back, relax, not have to pay for stuff. And we don't have time to take a honeymoon anyways. And so like—
And COVID. I wanted to go to Bora Bora, and Bora Bora was like, you got to quarantine for 10 days. And I was like, we only have 7. So no.
And so like, that's another thing. Like there's like these images of and videos of these couples that are like perfect wedding, honeymoon, gang, 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 honeymoon phase. Yeah. Yeah. And we're like, we're back to our like basically one bedroom apartment that like is super temporary and filled with Crate and Barrel boxes. And like, we don't even know where we're going to live. So it's like, was quite literally the opposite of what the honeymoon phase mm-hmm. should have looked like.
And I know, like us saying that we didn't go on a honeymoon, like we had our wedding in Mexico. Okay. Like I don't want to act super privileged. Like I don't know that I had a destination wedding. Like,
that made it better though for not taking one.
Yes. But I do want to, like, I don't want to sit here and be like, oh my God, I didn't take a honeymoon. I'm so much more relatable because I went through struggles. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. All I'm trying to say is like the way that you think, like I always grew up thinking that I would have my wedding, I would stay in a hotel for 2 days, and then me and my husband would go on a honeymoon for a week and a half, and I'd be wearing all white, and I would still have that wedding glow.
Boy, it didn't happen.
And I would have had a 6-pack because I worked out for so, and no, none of that happened. But did it change the way I felt on my wedding day? Absolutely not. And like, honestly, I do think everything happens for a reason, but just because your wedding or like the honeymoon or like everything, just because when you get home from your wedding, you're like, shit, like now what? That doesn't mean anything is doomed. Like that doesn't mean you're not going to have a good marriage.
Yeah. Well, and like we can kind of flip flop talking about stuff like, because the other side would be the like, I would say like the emotional honeymoon phase. Like we got married, and while we physically didn't do a honeymoon and we didn't find ourselves in this beautiful scenario where we're back smiling at each other, I do feel like I was like in this high of like wearing my ring, and I still am, honestly. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, I love calling people and saying my wife. And I love, like, we just went to another wedding and I love being married. Like, I'm there and I'm like, man, I told you like a million times, like, I love being married. And I think the point here, without talking too much, is that...
you're fine.
That's a husband talking.
A podcast is supposed to be a bunch of talking.
I think the point is that you have to find these like silver linings. Silver lining insinuates that there's a lot of negative things going on, but I think it's just like for us,
I think a silver lining in like normalness.
Yes. Our honeymoon phase is those moments. Our honeymoon phase is like when we're in our house and we're like, wow, we're married. Like, let's talk about having kids. What are we going to name our kids? Mm-hmm. It wasn't when we got home, because that was like, boy, I am just as stressed as before. And yeah,
I think, I mean, that is so, I mean, what you just said is like, you literally took the words out of my mouth. I think it is so beautiful that we can find like something as simple as me calling you my husband when our electrician calls. I think that is so much fun. And I love doing that. And I love saying that. I do think that like might be part of the honeymoon phase that all these people are talking about. But it's like, just because I'm not like wanting to have sex with Isaac every 2 seconds, it doesn't mean that I don't love him or like crave that lust or intimacy, or it doesn't mean that I don't want to be in this marriage. It's like, I feel like everybody puts out this idea that you have to act or you have to feel, and I don't do well with that. And I'll say that like I definitely was a little bit let down realizing that like we weren't going to take a honeymoon. I was like, dang, like we can't even take a honeymoon next year because I'm not going to be able to be a bride still. And it's like, okay, that's bullshit. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the honeymoon isn't to like brag to other people that you just got married. Your honeymoon is supposed to be you getting closer to your husband.
I think part of being married is realizing that like life is a thing. Like, bro, we're taking a honeymoon when it makes sense. But it is super interesting, like, especially what, like, how living together plays into the honeymoon phase. Cause like we live together.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking about too.
So like realistically, if you already we lived together for a year and a half and dated for 7 years, like, boy, after our wedding, like, we are who we are together.
Mm-hmm. Whereas then I feel like if you didn't live together before your wedding, your honeymoon might be like, oh, wow, here's like a week of sleepovers in a cute hotel and me wearing white, and then we're moving in together. So I feel like
that's a whole nother conversation. Should you do that or why we didn't?
Yeah. I mean, right now, it may have taken away from like the excitement of being married, but it didn't for me because I knew exactly what I was getting into. And now that we're in our house, I kind of feel like I'm in a honeymoon phase in our house because it's like, I don't know, like doing things around the house, like
doing
you putting up shiplap in my office. I'm just like, yeah, my husband is handy. Like
he's a handy man.
So a honeymoon phase can mean so many different things to different couples, but like you should never feel insecure about like what your honeymoon phase is. Or if you get in an argument the day after your wedding, like why do people act like their relationships are perfect?
Well, I think it's like anything. It's like you just have the expectation. And for some people, depending on how you react to stuff emotionally, you have the fear that like in your mind, if you have an argument the day after, your mind takes you to like a week after and you're like, God, we've just been arguing the whole time. Like you're fast forwarding and it's like no, you're just two humans like having a disagreement. It doesn't mean anything is ruined. Like it's just life. And again, I think it's like what you said where it's like, it's just like the expectation that's put on, especially through social media. I mean, people would think we'd never argue if you look at our social media.
Right. And I'm not going to be one of those girls that sits here and says, oh, like our arguments are like 2 minutes and then we're done because I just admit I'm wrong. Like, no.
Definitely not that, boy.
Bro, chill.
What? My bad.
Chill. No, but I feel like another pressure that is put on couples besides the honeymoon phase has got to be the number one question that every single couple gets.
Baby.
The day after your wedding.
I kind of like it. I'm in a weird place.
Okay.
I will say this though, in a weird way that adds to the honeymoon phase. Like the baby talk is kind of like, I remember that was weird for me. Yeah. It was like after our wedding, it was like, man, this is actually like the first time like we can have a baby and it not be frowned upon.
Well, and I do feel like,
which, okay, let me rewind.
No. I actually kind of want to go on that. And I know you didn't mean like frowned upon, but
I don't think that
when like so many, and I'm so grateful that like society is going towards a more positive place, whether you don't have to be married. It doesn't have to be like a baby with a man. You can adopt. Like, I love the fact that like we are moving towards a better place. However, I do think that there are still like stereotypes and like people still do frown upon people that have babies out of wedlock. Do I frown upon that? Hell fucking no. I don't care at
all. Like an intentional curse word to emphasize it.
Exactly. But it's freeing knowing that like when I go and tell my mom, she's not going to be like, holy shit, how are we going to hide a baby bump under your wedding dress? It's like, she's like, oh my God, I'm a grandma. This is my son-in-law. Like, there definitely is some freedom being able to think about it. And now it's like, well, you're my husband, so we're definitely having babies. Like, you and I both know we want to have babies. And so now it's kind of exciting to talk about because it's like, holy shit, that's actually going to happen.
This is a fun fact.
I'm sorry I'm swearing so much, but I'm just feeling a little feisty in this one.
So here's a fun fact. I don't curse at all. Like, I don't. If I'm having a conversation, you'll never hear me curse. You can listen to every podcast. I don't. Nothing against it. My wife curses
all the fucking time.
And I don't care at all. My parents both curse. You were talking about before. I got so distracted by that fun fact.
No, but I was talking about babies. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Talk about babies.
No, what I was going to say is, like, I feel like I'm just now. And when I say now, like, again, 2 months and a week from our wedding, I'm just now at the point where I don't feel weird talking about babies. Not weird with you, but mm-hmm. just like,
well,
it's like not like, it's like, yeah, we're going to have kids maybe soon. I don't know.
To be honest, I feel like leading up to your wedding, you start to get excited over other things like, oh my God, we're going to get married. We're going to buy a house. We're going to have babies. And so like babies naturally is just something you talk about if you both decide you both want children. And for me, I just always knew I wanted to be a mom. I always knew it. And so obviously that's something I always wanted to talk about with Isaac. And while we were engaged, it was like, hold the phone. Like, let me move at my own speed. Let's get engaged. Let's get married. Let's buy a house. Let's get another dog because we already have one. Let's make steps. And so now I feel like because I'm kind of in the mindset where I don't want to get pregnant because I kind of like my body the way it is. Mm. I'm kind of not ready to give up drinking for 9 months. I'm kind of like, I want to get in my best shape possible. And Isaac now is like, wait, you're not talking about it. I'm kind of into it.
Well, it's something to note that you, that's like another thing post-wedding that like you don't sit down and have the discussion of when exactly after marriage you want to have babies.
Some people might.
I feel, I'm generalizing here, but I think, I think a lot of people when they talk about, I think a lot of people when they talk about babies, it's do you want babies or not? Do you want babies before you're whatever? But like, I just think that's something that you do have to deal with because we don't argue about it because it's not, we're kind of just on the same page with it. But there's scenarios where I could be like, I really want a kid now. And like, if I was having serious baby fever and every time I saw a kid, my whole body was like, I need a kid. And you were like, no, I want to wait till I'm 30 to have kids. That could cause like a lot of tension in our relationship.
100%. And I feel like once people know that you're married, they instantly, their next the pressure. Their next question is like, oh, when are babies coming?
Do you feel pressure? I feel like in my mind, I'm like, boy, you're not making our decision.
To be honest, I don't feel pressure from really anybody. I do feel like it's like, oh, like that's the next exciting thing in your life that's going to happen. And like you have control over when that's going to happen. But like, I don't feel pressure from my family. I don't feel pressure from you. I don't feel pressure from like friends. Like none of my friends are even married. So it's like, I feel like if I have a baby right now, I'm going to like, I don't know. I don't like, Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I feel like I still put pressure on married couples. Like, I feel like being married has...
You?
100%. I feel like if I see a newly...
For kids?
Yeah, I feel like if I see a newly married couple, I'm like, yo, what's good?
No, you
like,
don't.
Like, when are the babies coming out?
But you say it in a joking manner.
I'm dead serious. But I think I've changed, not to get off on a tangent, but I've changed since we've gotten married. Like, I'm way more ready for kids. The only thing that holds me back is, like, life and wanting to just, like, go get 50 Airbnbs.
See, and that's I guess, where our next topic can take us. If you guys are here wondering when we're going to have kids, it's not for at least a year. I promise you that much. It is not for at least a year.
And we're going to name our first child Airbnb.
We are not. I didn't know. That's not happening. Anyways, leading into Airbnbs. So another thing after you get married is you kind of talk about what your dreams and hopes and aspirations are, or at least in our relationship, that's kind of what we've been talking about, because a wedding is very exciting. And then you go back to real life, you have stress, and it's like, okay, let's talk about some of the things that we both want to accomplish, and we can work toward those things together. And that can, like, make a relationship exciting. It can be like, we can keep accountable one another and, or keep one another accountable, whatever, you get it.
Yeah. And I think in our case, we were kind of doing that before, but then it's like, again, back to reality where that stuff is, can be burdensome. And like, you know, like depending on what your situation is, like for instance, Allie, I have made a lot of money in my first 4 years of my career. I'm in the NFL, if you don't know. Like,
you are?
Well, I don't know if somebody's tuning in.
Oh, no,
at
I'm
minute
saying
26.
I didn't know you were in the NFL.
And so, like, Allie, we are now joint financially. So, like, that brings new conversations, because, like, she's managing our Airbnb. What if she's like, this man makes great money, we collectively have good money, like, why am I still working? Or, like, why am I still, like, stressing over some stuff? And I think there's some growing pains, like, with identity, because identity is very tied into your occupation. Mm-hmm. Like, when you join forces and join at the hip of your masculine, buff husband.
Oh, my God. I totally feel like there is, well, at least for me, I feel like there has been kind of like an identity crisis after our marriage, because I had a full-time job up until middle of COVID.
What a whack full-time job. What?
Like around November, I became full-time, like, Airbnb, full-time working basically for me and Isaac. I quit my actual job, like a job you go to every day. And so I feel like I had to find myself, especially after our wedding, because I kind of put all of my eggs in one basket, or I guess two baskets. One was Airbnb and the second one was wedding planning. And so after that, and then the fact that we moved to Indiana, I just kind of didn't know what was going on. And so I feel like I had to be transparent with you. Like, I do not want to, like, feel like this anymore. Like, I want to follow my dreams just as, like, you're following yours.
And that requires, like, a partner that is understanding and supportive no matter what. Because we could be on different pages, and sometimes it's a matter of me being like, well, what's best for Allie? What's best for us? Happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. I actually hate that saying for so many. It's the corniest, dumb. It's like, not dumb, but it's like, I just can't stand that saying. Although I do want you to be extremely happy to have my life be good. But so, like, you have to think about it like that. Like, what's going to make, you know, Allie, like, the happiest with herself? Not in relation to me, just, like, her in her own mind and body.
Yeah, and I know there are probably going to be a few haters out there thinking, like, oh, my God, well, of course you can do that. Your husband's in the NFL. I do genuinely believe if you want something in your life, you have to go after it and you have to go get it. You can't just sit back and wait for it to fall in your hands. So let's say Isaac wasn't in the NFL. Let's say he worked a 9-to-5 job and I had a dream of owning an Airbnb. That's a conversation you still need to have. It doesn't matter, like, your financial status, like that's still something that you should follow. And I do believe in like manifestation, and like, if you close your mind off to it, it's not going to happen. However, if I'm like, babe, I really, really want to follow my dream of doing this, like I will work two jobs for 6 months and then I'll take a 6 month break. Like it's things like that where you have to work together to find a happy medium. And like, you're in a marriage now. So it's like, that person needs to be like an extension of you, your better half, somebody that you can tell things to. So it's like, I'm not going to work a 9-to-5 job and be miserable every day. I'm going to go to my husband and let him know and see like, what is the best thing for us? Because if I'm miserable, I promise you, I'm going to take it out on you.
I promise.
That's my personality.
But I think the challenge though is some people are dealing with that because they're just moving in with somebody and just, you know, learning how to be in a marriage and like be in that type of relationship. And they don't know how to talk to their person about that. Or they don't realize that they haven't talked to them about it. Maybe in their mind, they're just like kind of thinking about it, but they're not really like being like, hey, partner, this is how I feel about this job situation. But I think, again, the moral of the story is it's just another hurdle that you have to jump through when you're getting into this world of being married.
Isaac and I are very different people. We've gone through a lot of shit, long distance, different upbringings, all of that. But one thing I guess we really haven't been through and that we will never be through is that we didn't wait until marriage to move in together. And so I feel like we definitely have a one-sided viewpoint of how marriage might be after your wedding, because you could be sitting here, you could have just gotten married and be like, what are you talking about? I am so excited to be living with my best friend. I get to sleep next to him every day. I get to wake up next to him every day. And it's like, oh girl, I definitely went through that honeymoon phase then. Like the moving in honeymoon phase of like,
do you think you did?
I loved eating dinner with you every night. I loved waking up, making breakfast, even like the Sundays where you wake up, you like make your way out of bed, you're a little hungover, you go over to the couch, you watch TV until like 12, you go to brunch, you have a boozy brunch. It's like there, I definitely had a honeymoon phase because I was like, I really feel like I'm living with my best friend. Like it felt like college again because I'm like, dang, I can do anything.
Wow. I mean, I guess so. I guess like right when we exited our honeymoon phase, we got married. I'm joking.
I was like, dang, Isaac, hit me when I'm low.
I mean, yeah, it's just, it's so funny. And this is kind of a change of subject, but it's funny because one of my good friends, I won't say his name or her. They said, I asked them about marriage counseling and they said, bro, you do not need marriage counseling before. You need marriage counseling in the first year. Because there's just such a learning curve.
They did not move in together until they got married.
That is true. They did not move in together.
Not saying that like moving in together before your marriage is going to make sure you don't get a divorce. It's not. Like I promise you, it's just a decision that we made in our relationship.
Well, I think for both them, assuming on that info, and us, you know, you have complications when you first get married.
It's crazy because I didn't think we were going to have any complications because I was like, we already went through all of our firsts. There's like the everyday complications.
I'm just so curious. Do couples get married and it's just like, actually, like there's nothing wrong. There can't be. And this is me just actually brainstorming. It can't be that way because like I said earlier in the podcast, 50% of marriages end in divorce.
I do think some relationships might say that they don't argue. But I would be curious to know, are they repressing their feelings and not talking about everything? Because if something you do bothers me, I'm going to talk about it. And if I don't talk about it, then I'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
But I think that's healthy for me, or else I would hold grudges.
Yeah. I'm not as good as you are with that. But yeah, I mean.
But going off of, sorry to interrupt. Haters don't.
That's
come
marriage.
No, but going off of what you said about your friend that was like, "Oh, you need counseling," you know, the first year of marriage. I don't think there's anything wrong with counseling or therapy or reading relationship books. It's
super frowned upon.
I am currently reading a relationship book about like marriages, making it last, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like learning things that I am super happy to be learning in the first year rather than like when our marriage is falling apart, not saying our marriage is ever going to fall apart.
And no, it's funny because I am also, we've talked about the meditation thing.
Mm-hmm.
For me, like one of our biggest issues in our relationship is dealing with stress. Like mm-hmm. it like permeates everything.
I have to say, the world throws stress at us like all the time.
It's crazy. But I like both of us are going to like, she's like a life coach / meditation teacher. So like,
not me.
We're both, I'm seeing Allie all the time for meditation.
He's going but to somebody for this. We're both
like learning how to deal with like our issues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't see those issues until you're like married because again, not to go off on a tangent, but this is what happens.
Isaac, podcast on tangents.
There's a big difference between arguing with somebody when you're dating them and you know you can leave them versus arguing with them and you're married and you're like, yeah. Wow, this annoying thing is like not going anywhere.
Oh my God.
Or what I'm doing that's affecting my wife, that's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I think like you have to be like really introspective and be like, I'm going to go get this book on marriage to learn more.
Exactly what I did.
I can't be stressed all the time about random things or let it affect me because it brings down the energy of our relationship. I need to be able to like handle those things. So that's like another thing that I've really learned in the first 2 months of us being married is like, we're not going anywhere. Like, boy, mm-hmm. I'm here.
Well, and my thing is right now, I would definitely say I love Isaac more than I've ever loved him in my entire life. And we've been dating a long ass time. And if you watch our wedding video, you'll just feel the love, like feel the emotion, feel how much I feel for Isaac. But just because I love him doesn't mean we don't like have disagreements. And so one thing we have understood in a relationship is like Isaac said earlier is that we really don't do well with stress. And when I say we don't do well, we just handle stress differently. And sometimes it can create conflict. I think that's very healthy of us to understand that that's one of our problems and we want to fix it. And so for me, I love like reading books, learning about how I can improve myself because
big reader.
I do like reading, but I'm like, why, like right now, are our arguments going to lead to divorce? Absolutely fucking not. I promise you they last tops 30 minutes and we're over it. And then we're eating food, right?
Just food.
Any type of food. Love food. But for me, I'm like, well, I want to fix this because I feel like this might be part of the honeymoon phase is that I want to be the best wife possible. I want to be the best partner possible. I want to be the person that Isaac always comes to me when he's stressed out and I can handle his stress without me being stressed out. And so like for me, I'm like, I want to do anything just to make our marriage stronger. I think our marriage is strong as fuck. F-U-C-K.
My God.
But I'm like, why would I not take the opportunity to make it even stronger? Whether that be like looking at therapy, looking at counselor, like anything like that. Why do people frown upon that? It's like these people did this to help.
Yeah.
Your marriage doesn't need to be failing for you to take like action into like, I feel like me like being better for you is making me be better for myself. Like I'm improving myself and how I handle other people, not just our marriage.
Listen, we're human, we're flawed. And now you have two flawed people that are stuck together for the rest of their lives. Yeah, I said stuck.
We're stuck like a
loop. No, I'm joking. No, we're not stuck, but it's complicated. And I always say it to Allie, usually when we're arguing and I think it annoys her more, like, you know, I'm just a human, like, and I'm a human and I make mistakes and like, so is she, and like, it's complicated. But I think, again, I think the moral of this whole story about our life after marriage is things have not been peaches and cream.
Yeah.
We don't get our peaches down in Georgia. we
Something from Florida. What was it from Florida?
All
right. I can't remember the lyrics. Anyways, go ahead. Keep going.
We've definitely had to work through some things, and I think like Ali said, it comes down to social media and expectations and pressure and all these things that make it even more complicated to just like pause and deal with the things in your relationship. It's very similar to meditating, where like everything going on outside makes it super hard for your mind to process things. Mm-hmm. Same way with relationships. Everything going on externally makes it really hard for you to look at your partner and be like, oh wow, we're like in this together. Like, let's deal with the home first. So it's just complicated. The honeymoon phase is a lie. There's like a slight.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lie. I definitely think that there is parts to the honeymoon phase that are true, but I think there are also parts to it that are a little bit exaggerated and like, okay, we get it.
Yeah. And I'm curious to hear people's thoughts. Like, definitely comment. Definitely send Ali a DM. I guess you could DM me. I don't really get any DMs.
Don't DM him. He won't.
I'd be super excited to get something. But yeah, we're curious because I don't know. I feel like there's this part of me that's just like really wonders what other relationships are like.
I mean, 100%. I mean, we can't be the only couple that was like, oh, like we had to post-wedding depression or like we're going, like, we can't be the only couple doing that. And I don't even know any couples that have vocally said, except for your friend, that they have gone to marriage counseling or gone to therapy or read a book. And it's like, oh, actually, three people. I know three people. Your friend is one of them. I have two friends of that.
I know.
And it's like,
well, I know people that have struggled and haven't done anything about it, but I know two people right now in my mind who have struggled and expressed that they've struggled and there's nothing they're doing about it.
But there's nothing wrong with that. Like if one of Isaac's friends is venting to him saying like, I am struggling, I feel like even that is like a step in the right direction, because it's like, it's not all rainbows and unicorns. And this is like, I want to talk to somebody about this. And I'm happy that we're talking about this, because I'm like, our relationship may look perfect online, but it is not perfect.
Subtle brag, but continue.
But okay, whatever. But at the end of the day, I still love you no matter what. We have arguments and I still love you. We have arguments and I still want to be married to you. We have arguments and I'm still going to like die as your wife. And that needs to be talked about.
Well, folks, I think you get the point. Because if we keep going, we're just going to continue to get you or hit you with subtle brags. So what we're going to do is we're going to wrap it up. I think it's my encouragement. We can each give encouragement. My encouragement would be for you to go talk to your partner about things that are on your mind. That simply, it could be that you love them. It could be that, you know, you need help in certain areas. Whatever it is, I think it's super important to communicate with your partner, especially if they're words of affirmation.
You know what's funny is I literally had the same exact thought. What I was thinking in my head is, my words of encouragement are, don't go and talk to your friends about problems in your marriage. Go and talk to your husband. Or if you have problems in your relationship, go and talk to the person you're with. I think an open dialogue is very healthy. In the fact that like, if they're not willing to have an open dialogue back, that just might show that they're not the person for you. Not saying in a marriage, I think in a marriage you should try and make things work. But I think there is definitely a big part of relationship, and that's being transparent with the other person. If I'm transparent with Isaac, he can always know what's on my mind. He can't read my mind. He can't assume things about the way I'm going to act, the way I'm going to feel. So if I'm transparent with him, he can get to know me even better. And in situations, he'll get to know like maybe what I'm thinking.
Well, the funny thing that you said, and then we'll actually be done here. You said, don't go talk to your friends about your husband or wife. What happens when you go talk to your friends about your husband or wife?
Well, no. I'm saying don't talk to your friends before, like, I'm saying don't, like, if you have an issue with your, if I have an issue with you, Isaac, I'm not going to run to my sister and tell her everything. I'm going to talk to you about the issue first, and then I'm going to be able to vent. I think venting is healthy. I just don't think like acting like everything is okay and then going and like complaining to somebody else is healthy.
I was going to make a joke.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were...
What I was going to say is...
Well, I'm happy I clarified.
What happens when you go tell your friend and vent to them about your spouse? They tell their spouse. So you might as well just tell your spouse and not tell two people.
Exactly. Let's minimize the food
You tell change. One you want to and one you don't want to.
Anyways, that is it for today's podcast. I appreciate you guys for tuning in, listening to our perspective on things. Isaac and I, at the end of the day, love each other. Just because we argue, we're not getting a divorce. We literally got married 2 months ago. I'm super excited to be with Isaac. Can't wait to have babies one day, but happy to be waiting to have babies one day. But if you guys are new, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Go ahead and rate our podcast in iTunes or Spotify. And if you have any requests on videos or topics, feel free to go in my DMs on my Instagram. Anybody that sends me a request, I will DM you back and I'll let you know if we're gonna wow. talk about it.
Anyone
and everyone.
There you have it, folks.
But I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast.
All right. That's a wrap.